T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So right now, we've been talking a lot about redistricting, if you've been listening. It's a big deal in the state of Missouri because we've had the census, we've got the numbers, we've got to redraw the districts, and we need to get all of this decided because we have elections coming up. We have State Representative Dan Shaw in studio with us this morning. If you're watching on the Facebook Live, he is from District 113 and has been in charge of, or at least you've been on the committee deciding this map out of the House.
Yeah,
Am I correct?
I was asked to be the chairman. First of all, thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, good to see you.
Speaker Vescovo asked that I chair the committee last March, and we've been working hard since last March to get to the point that we are today.
You know, Dan, in preparation for our interview this morning, I've looked at a couple other things that you're in pushing down there in Jeff City, like election reform.
Yes.
And I know that you're on the committee where they're considering initiative petition reform.
Yes.
Those are all issues that are near and dear to my heart and things that I think are very important and things that are very conservative. What do you say to the people that say this map you've drawn is not conservative?
Well, one, I would agree with you. Election reform, IP reform is certainly important to me, and as chairman of elections, we've moved those bills the last several years to the Senate where they've died. Why is this map conservative? One, it strengthens every congressional district that the Republicans currently hold. It also takes the two Democratic districts, 1 and 5, and makes them more moderate. And it may not appear that way at face value because it's not the 7-1 that everybody wanted. But 7-1 wasn't going to have the votes in the House. And as chairman and also bill handler, you have to find a way to get a bill through the House to the Senate. As I said Wednesday on the floor, the Senate has every opportunity to amend it to a 7-1 or to a different 6-2. They have every opportunity to do that as well, and we'd be receptive to taking anything back under consideration.
Have you been working with your cohorts in the Senate on this particular plan before you sent it over there?
I don't know that there's anybody we haven't talked to about it. Certainly, I've spoke with the chairman over there. I've spoke with many members of the Senate. Many members of the Senate have spoken to me, not necessarily with me, but to me. And it's been quite entertaining that so many people can talk about stuff without ever picking up the phone and talking to you.
So I'm not sure that I ever believed we'd get a 7-1 map, as much as I think we should have.
I agree with you. I would love to have one.
We would ever have achieved that, even with what was until this year a supermajority, and I know we've lost a few people in the House. But what I've tried to do is look at this map that you've presented over there that's been perfected by the House, and what I'm looking for is an overlay of CD2 so I can see exactly what's changed there.
Mm-hmm.
What we know about the last election cycle is that in Ann Wagner's district, Josh Hawley lost. What has been done to strengthen that district as a red district? Because that shouldn't happen in CD2, in my opinion.
Correct. And CD2, in the instance you're talking about, it is stronger now than it was on the last map. What we've done is made sure we've, and we use some of these interesting terms, communities of interest. If you look at that map that we created for CD2, it takes a lot of people that voted probably against Hawley, probably against Congressman Wagner, the Shrewsbury area, the Webster, Marlboro, that area down in there was heavily Democrat. And that is, you know, it's communities of interest, people that think alike. And when we drew the map, we thought they fit more with CD1. Than CD2. Then when, you know, with St. Louis City reduced so much, we had to add tremendous amount of population. So we went out to St. Charles County and took west and southwest St. Charles County and added that to CD2. And that is very much in favor of people that would have voted for Ann Wagner or Senator Hawley. Those are the type of people who live in West St. Charles County, and it's very evident by who they elect out there currently.
I'm just going to ask you to clarify that. So the people that represent St. Charles County, Nick Schroer, Bob Onder, have had him on the show this week. They're very critical of this because they think that the stronghold of St. Charles County should have been kept intact. It's not intact under the current map, correct?
Correct.
But they wanted it to be made whole. Like, for example, you represent parts of Jefferson County.
Yes.
And you're running for Senate down there, which we can talk about in a minute. But Jefferson County in this map was moved completely out of 8 into 3, correct?
Well, it was in 2, 3, and 8. It was split three ways before. And the lower half was in the 8th, smaller population. The largest population center was in the 3rd, Congressman Lutemeyer. He will retain the entire county of Jefferson.
So why not make St. Charles County intact?
Well, there's you have choices you have to make. And I chose to keep Jefferson County whole. And then if you look at St. Charles County, with the VRA district in CD1 having to remain a minority-majority district, what are you going to do there? It's a game of push and shove. And if you're trying to get more people that are going to vote like Hawley or vote like Wagner, it was hard to draw that map in that way and also protect St. Louis County. So it was a give or take. And I heard as I was driving in, you asked about congressional input.
Yeah. Have you heard from Ann Wagner?
We've heard from, as I said earlier, we've heard from almost everybody possible on this, and then their uncles and their aunts and their cousins as well. Yes. And there was many people that didn't want the center of CD2 to be in St. Charles. There was some that wanted it to stay in St. Louis County. It was who's going to win on this? So what I did with this map is I put a map together. I did talk to the Senate chairman. We put out a joint press release saying this is a good starting point. Let's talk about it. Because up until December 31st, everybody agreed with the map they had. There was no map to look at. So I threw the map up against the wall and figured, all right, I'll take the bullets. Let's figure out what the best map is. And the House pushed something out the other day. Only Republicans voted for it. 84 and 86, depending upon third read or perfection. There were several that were not there. There were several that were afraid. They were getting threats to not vote for it. So I think our true vote count, if everybody would have been healthy and in the building, would have been in the mid-90s, not the 84 and the 86 we had. Now it's the Senate's turn. It's the Senate's turn to do what they keep talking about.
On Nick Schroer's example of this, he was mm-hmm. told that it wouldn't be constitutional.
Correct.
Why?
Well, there's several court cases, and everybody has their own court case. The impression I was under, the rules we were playing by all along, was that the districts had to be equal within one whole person. And I didn't want to risk us going to court and losing and having the federal court or the state court draw the map. It's very, very clear. The Constitution, Article 3, I want to say 45 or 40, Section 45, 49, in 63 said that it could vary. Then there's been court cases since then, not only in Missouri, but throughout the country, that says it has to be within one person.
Yeah, but that's not the language, right? Because in 2012, when this map was challenged and Jay Nixon tried to veto it and all that, the Supreme Court of Missouri determined at that point that it could, how was their wording? It does not require absolute precision. There could be a 1-3% variance in some of these districts.
Well, you know, we can argue that. The ruling on the floor that it was not within the rules constitutionally, I didn't make that ruling. Do I support that ruling? Yes, that was very clear, and I had asked Representative Schroer to see the map so I could help him get it so it'd be ready for prime time, and I never saw it till it was filed with the clerk on Monday at 2:00.
So you mentioned Webster, and did you say Glendale,
or very very small portion of Glendale?
But Webster and Kirkwood and some of the – is Clayton moved? Clayton didn't move.
Clayton, I believe, is entirely in the first now.
Okay. So there were other municipalities that were more blue that could have been added into the first, and then CD2 could have been moved more west, right?
It was.
Which
it
would
was
have strengthened
moved west.
It?
It was moved west, and there was some of the – what you would refer to as the heavy blue – was put into the first.
So I guess my question here is, you don't think, honestly, that CD2 is at risk of turning blue in the next couple of election cycles? Because we're not going to get another shot at this for 10 more years.
Correct, and that's part of the problem we have. Whatever we do is for 10 years. If we don't do it, then the courts do it, or we do it in a way that it ends up with the courts doing it. If we forfeit or surrender our right to do that to the courts, it's for 10 years, so we have to get it right. I believe that the second, although it will remain competitive, it's not going to turn blue if we have a good candidate, which we do in Ann Wagner. If we continue to the grassroots and continue shows like this to make sure people understand that, I think it can remain blue and it or can remain red, and it will remain red.
So Dan Shull is my guest, state representative from District 113, who is the chairman of this redistricting committee in the House. And so now this has got to go to the Senate. The Senate's got to come up with a version of it. And does that have to be sent back to the House again to be looked at?
If the is any other bill, if they modify it in any way, it would come back.
So the question then was whether or not this needed to be passed with an emergency clause. That got defeated when you perfected it, correct? There weren't enough votes. No Democrats voted for it.
There was one Democrat that voted for it, and two Democrats voted present for the emergency clause, and it had 95 or 96
and
votes.
And that wasn't enough.
That was 13 short.
I asked the governor when I had him on last week. I'm like, why not just make a concurrent special session to make this an emergency bill without having to depend on Democrat votes? Couldn't you have done that?
I suppose he could have. I'm dealt the cards I am, and we have to do it in regular session. It could have been done in regular a special session, but it wasn't for various reasons. And we are where we are right now. And this is what we have to play.
All right. Dan Shull, again, my guest, state representative, has been working on this. Now, you got several other things going on that I wanted to talk to you about real quick. I'm a big proponent of fixing this initiative petition problem. Look at this ranked choice voting thing that's coming into Missouri with millions of dollars from outside of the state, right?
Absolutely.
So I know there's a couple of bills pending before your committee. Is that correct?
Yeah, we voted one out this week, HR 79, Mike Henderson's bill. It voted out. It'll go to rules and then to the floor probably this week. It's basically the same thing we passed to the Senate last year. It is my hope that the Senate will act upon it.
It raises the threshold
to
initiate. So you have to get more signatures in more areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then does it push it up to a 2/3?
Yes. It would require, the Constitution would actually require more than 50 plus one, it currently does.
So that'll go to the Senate.
Yeah.
And last year.
Right. We have probably about another 7 bills in the hopper, all on initiative petition reform. And we're starting, I believe, to get some election reform bills as well signed to our committee.
I hope so. So you sponsored House Bill 1911 this year on election reform.
Yes.
It has a lot of really good things in it that I've thought for a long time we've needed, like you would move us away from electronic voting, wouldn't it? Did I read that correctly? That it would require paper ballots?
Yes, it would require paper ballots.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And
it would also require photo ID for absentee balloting.
Right.
If you're going to vote, if you're going to go in and vote absentee, you're going to have to show a photo ID.
Right.
Basically, you're going to have to show a photo ID. It doesn't matter when you vote, you're going to have to show a photo ID. It was same as 738 last year. It's basically the same bill. That bill went to the Senate. Never received a hearing.
That's so frustrating.
And some of the senators that are arguing with me about this are also ones that held that up last year for other reasons.
But not because they were opposed to the idea.
They were opposed to the 6 weeks of being able to go in and vote without an excuse, but with an ID.
They wanted that shortened or eliminated, one of the two?
Probably eliminated.
So the other thing this does is define what an absentee ballot is, and it doesn't allow mail-in balloting, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean,
the only way you could mail it in is if you're on the disabled list, or there's a very small amount of people. Everybody else would have to absentee vote in person with an ID.
Now, these are the kind of election integrity
very
issues.
Very simple. Very
that
simple.
They have to be done around the country.
Right.
Well,
it
thank you for working
on
that.
It has to be done in this state. We've passed it out the last 2 years. It needs to be done. This is the third year's a charm. And it's my last year in the House, and I hope we have success.
Are you going to get a hearing on this?
Yes, it'll be referred to us. I absolutely will get a hearing. It's not a question of the House. It's a question of the Missouri Senate taking it up.
Good to know. Well, you hope you're running for the Senate down there against who? Jeff Rorta, correct?
I believe so.
And maybe Mary Elizabeth Coleman?
That's the rumor.
The rumor? Okay, so the three-person race for the Senate down in Jefferson County.
The interesting
Jefferson
thing
County.
Is Jeff Rorta is a Republican now.
He is. I just had him on the other day talking about that switch. Yeah. you sound like you don't buy that.
I'm shocked.
Dan Shaw, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Great having the conversation with you. We appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.